Hello and welcome to Walk the Pod, your daily walking show where I take my podcast for a walk because I don't have a dog. You're very welcome along. This is series 45 of the Daily Walking Podcast that invites you away from your desk, away from your keyboard and your screen at lunchtime to walk in nature and pay attention to what's directly in front of you for just 10 minutes. This series we're going to be talking about uncertainty. I feel like we've touched on this before. I'm not sure we've ever done a whole series on it before, although you may remember better than I do. And I think it's worth revisiting in any case, because uncertainty is all around us all the time. It's a very, very difficult subject to even begin to know where to talk about. begin to know how to talk about, because it can apply to so many different aspects of life. As usual, I'll be asking for your input as well. But I'm in the park behind the hospital, and the main point is to stretch my legs, get away from my desk and stress and anxiety of the work morning, and welcome you along to Walk the Pod. So, uncertainty. Let's start with where I am at the moment in terms of uncertainty. I'm in a quite an uncertain place at work at the moment. There's some big changes happening in the next 6 months. I don't quite know where I'm going to land. It all feels very uncertain, and whilst things feel very uncertain to me, quite a lot of other people are looking to me for some kind of reassurance about what's happening. And I remember listening to a podcast between Tim Ferriss, who wrote the 4-Day Work Week and runs an excellent podcast called The Tim Ferriss Show, talking to a Silicon Valley CEO of some kind, who said that leadership is like driving a car with all the windows blacked out. You're driving all your friends in a car with all the windows blacked out, and they're asking you, where are we going and when are we going to get there and are we nearly there yet? And you can see probably the same amount that they can see, possibly less, but you've got to nevertheless sort of narrate your way through the landscape you find yourself in for their benefit, even whilst you feel exactly as uncertain as they do. And I thought that was a very powerful demonstration of what leadership looks like. It's got to do with having to be confident of as much as you can be confident about, whilst also dealing with your own insecurity and feeling of uncertainty about what's happening in the future. So that's what uncertainty means to me at the moment. The moment being March 2024. We've all been through a huge chunk of uncertainty in recent years with the pandemic. Nobody quite knew what that was going to be like or how that was going to end. So we all got through that. So I think we can all say that we've been through a period of uncertainty recently. And I'm sure that some of you have other examples. Maybe there are all kinds of things which constitute uncertainty as well, like having a child, entering into a new relationship, buying a cat, any of these things. You're signing up for a big chunk of uncertainty, really, because you don't know what's going to happen. Signing up for a new job, changing jobs, any of those things. Starting to take care of somebody who needs a lot of help for whatever reason in your life, becoming a carer as well as becoming a parent. Starting to take seriously feelings about your own identity. Any of these things can constitute uncertainty. Even entering into a new friendship. There's no end of things that can constitute a big chunk of uncertainty in our lives. And how to navigate that is a really, really big question. My own way is to shorten my time frames, and I've spoken about this on Walk the Pod before. When I know I'm entering into a period of uncertainty, I tend to just take it one day at a time, and if that's too much, I sometimes take it 1 hour at a time, and if that's too much, sometimes I take it 1 minute at a time. And that's my way of getting through difficult periods. And if things are getting really bad, I might be reading Marcus Aurelius's Meditations for the third, fourth, fifth or sixth time, which reminds me I need to dig that out of a box somewhere. So those are my initial thoughts on the topic, but I would much prefer to hear yours. Please go to walkthepod.com and press the button marked leave a message for Walk the Pod if you possibly can. I have a voice note walking report to bring you tomorrow from the wonderful John Machin, one-eyed bloke in Muswell Hill, and I have quite a lot of people to sort of tap up and say, hey, what does uncertainty mean to you? So if you're in the Walk the Pod Lunchtime Walk Club, expect that tapping up very soon, because I really want to know what uncertainty means to you. What can I see directly in front of me? Well, I'm in the park behind the hospital, as I said, and the park here is looking really very muddy. The work people who were here in the previous series 44, have sort of dug up all of the ground around here. It's got small plants bursting through that I can see over yonder. I don't know what they are. They sort of look like they might be from the rhubarb family. Went to Annick with Sam in... Was it last summer? Visited the poison garden, and in the poison garden they tell you that in some of the wars, I think the First World War and maybe even the Second World War as well, in Britain, the government were confidently telling people that you can eat rhubarb leaves instead of cabbage, or anything, any other veggies you can't get hold of. But it's a terrible idea, friends. You mustn't eat rhubarb leaves because they're very toxic, and they're particularly toxic if you eat them over time. They sort of cumulatively build up in your system and they can kill you even. So just be warned that rhubarb leaves are not for eating. Thank you. Your public service announcement ends here. So I can see some plants that remind me but are not rhubarb. I can see a little tree that is bravely putting leaves out. Another one behind it that's got some slightly more major foliage going on and some beautiful white flowers popping. I've been loving the Merlin app recently, listening to birdsong around here, and I can hear what sounds like a robin in a nearby tree. And it's absolutely miz this week in the UK. It's grey, it's rainy, it's cloudy, it's cold. Everybody's annoyed because we were hoping for a bit of spring-like weather, which has not materialised. So everybody's stamping around furiously at the moment. As soon as the sun comes out and makes a proper attempt to keep us all warm, we'll be in better spirits. And I think also the clocks are going to spring back quite soon, which means we'll get another hour of daylight in the afternoon, which will be lovely, and that's going to cheer everyone up as well. So we're just hanging on in there in the UK for the start of spring proper. Thank you for walking with me, dear friends. It's been an absolute delight to stretch my legs with you this lunchtime in the park behind the hospital, just to get away from my desk and to encourage you to do the same. I hope you've got away from your desk this lunchtime. Maybe you don't get away from your desk at lunchtime. Maybe you prefer to work more or less through your lunch break and get out of the office earlier. That's fair enough. If that's your preferred way, who am I to argue? But if you can take a 10-minute stroll in the middle of everything, it does kind of allow things just to settle down a little bit. Another thing I find quite helpful is just the process of sort of sleeping on things and letting myself wake up with the most important information in my brain in the morning. Don't know whether you get that. But if I have slept properly, sometimes I will wake up and think, do you know the most important thing that happened yesterday was this thing? And often it's not one that I've even noticed. It's interesting, but it does require going to bed at a decent time. So not easy to do necessarily. It's so lovely to start the new series. Thank you so much for listening. Thank you so much for walking with me. Send me your voice notes on what uncertainty means to you. walkthepod.com. Press the button marked leave a message for Walk the Pod and it will take you to SpeakPipe, which will offer you the opportunity to leave me 90 seconds of your beautiful voice. And if you're delighted to hear Walk the Pod back on the air and you're not already in the Walk the Pod Lunchtime Walk Club, consider joining the most friendliest collection of walkers from all around the world. You can join the Walk the Pod Lunchtime Walk Club at walkthepod.com too. Take care of your beautiful mind. Try to find a glimmer of joy in this rather chilly day. And I'll be back tomorrow.